item, please.
Rule 46, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $80,000 from Oregon Impact for the 2016 Dewey Traffic Safety and High Visibility Enforcement Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Good morning. You look like you're ready to present.
Morning, Council. My name is Brett Barnum. I'm a police sergeant in the traffic division. I've come before you in years past for the same grant. This is just a continuing grant that we've had for probably anywhere between 11 and 12 years. This grant's provided by Oregon Impact, which is one of our community partners, helping provide education, whether it's child safety seat education, whether it's share the road safety classes and so forth throughout the Multnomah County, the city of Portland, as well as they provide funds for overtime DUI enforcement. Last year in 2014-15, grant year, we arrested 435 DUIs on this overtime grant. We were originally, I believe, given in an amount of $80,000 with an additional $25,000 extension, having $115,000. We spent $106,000 of that, those dollars. And as the grant manager, the year before that, we had 350 DUIs on this overtime grant. So there was a 24% increase in arrests solely because of this grant. Without this grant, we were going to have to pay additional monies from our general fund budget to pay for late overages for officers who arrest somebody, say, at 3 o'clock in the morning when their shift ends, and they have to stay till 4 or 5 in the morning to finish the reports. This grant helps augment those costs. So it does certainly help the city with some savings. And as we all know, in this time where we're facing the 5% cuts throughout general fund bureaus, this grant certainly does provide a significant impact to the traffic division to allow us to have those resources available. I know Commissioner Fritz last year or the year before you had expressed some concerns about folks working too much. I've been the grant manager for this grant for about 4 years, and I too am concerned about that as well. So we have this grant as kind of an open-ended ability for officers to come in. There are some specific time frames that we do have to work to meet the grant requirements. But we allow folks to be able to fit this in a little bit into their schedules. And also, like I say, it helps augment some of those funds that are used at the end of a shift, which otherwise would have been paid for out of the general fund. And that is all a part of the grant, and it's a part of the rules. So we try and use this grant as appropriately as possible, and it does provide a significant impact to community safety in the city of Portland.
Thank you for remembering my concern and giving me an update on the use of the funds. I appreciate that very much.
I have just one question. I've noticed an explosion of distracted driving generally in our community, and I think it's largely cell phones and just people not paying attention. What are the prime time hours you're seeing? You're making arrests for DUI.
Most of the DUI arrests occur anywhere between 10 and 2, 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning, and really they don't take on any particular day of the week. The highest DUI day for across the nation, my understanding is, we just had it here, is the Thanksgiving Day holiday in that time frame. But certainly I believe that Oregonians alone, we, as a part of this grant, we put out press releases through our feeds and whatnot. But those high drinking holidays like St. Patrick's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and some of those other high drinking type and festivity type holidays, folks are getting smart about this, and they're using Uber, they're using Lyft, they're using cabs, and they're finding their designated drivers home. And we're actually finding on those typically high drinking holidays, our stats are pretty low. So it's the average folks who just go out in some middle of the week night that end up having a little too much. So but as far as the distracted driving part of it, some of these grants that we have in the traffic division allow us to augment and use some of these funds to help with distracted driving as more of a secondary type of tool, and we have to keep our primary focus with DUI.
We could stop every car on Broadway in front of the Pete's where I have coffee every morning, because a simple test that I use is I just watch at the intersection all the heads that go down at the light. And this is one of Commissioner Saltzman's pet peeves, is because people think there's a safe harbor when they're at a stoplight. So all the heads go down, they start looking at their phone, and of course they don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does anybody want to testify on this? It is an emergency. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Anything we can do to discourage people from drinking and driving, we should do, and more. And I wish we had more tools to bring the restaurant and bar industry more dynamically into this conversation, because more often than not, these are people who are being served excessive amounts of alcohol, getting in a car, going out, and harming others. But I appreciate I appreciate this ordinance. Aye.
Councilman?
Well, I appreciate the work you do, Sergeant Barnum, and your other colleagues, and I do appreciate what you just bolstered a point I made earlier this morning when I voted to support Uber and Lyft permanent regulations, is that I've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence how people coming out of bars now use Uber and Lyft, and as a result, we're all safer. I appreciate your on the street evidence buttressing that point. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for making sure that our officers are safe by not working too much overtime as well. Aye.